day four of doing this every day, right? Because it's Thursday. How is everybody doing? All seven, eight of you. I had a mammogram today because I have to get a mammogram every year because I am on HRT, which is hormone replacement therapy. So we're going to talk about menopause today. So if that's not your thing, you can click on by. So I had my mammogram, which is where they squish your boobs in between these huge plates, and they take basically a picture, like a x-ray of your breast tissue to see if you've got any lumps or whatnot. I don't have a family history of it, so I'm not too worried about it, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to jinx it either. I should get the results in another day or two. But anyway, I have to do it every year because I get hormones for menopause, which replace the estrogen and whatnot that have dropped off since I hit menopause. And I am about a month behind in getting these pellets. They're pellets that they insert into under your skin. And I'm late because of some mix-up that is neither here nor there, but my hormones have depleted to the point where the hot flashes are coming back and everything is coming back, and it's a stark reminder of how bad it really is when you are in, you know, when you're going through this. It sucks so bad. I had been like 3 years in it, and the hot flashes were so bad at night. I wasn't getting any sleep. I'd wake up every, 15, 20 minutes and I could fall back asleep, but then I'd wake up again. And so the sleep was just horribly disturbed. So I've decided to, I was going to raw dog it for the rest of the way, like most people did, but I don't, life is too short to do this. So I went in to see about it. I had a lot of friends who have tried it, and they all, life was so much better. So I did. And, after talking to all of my doctors and everybody, giving me the green light, I didn't just, make the decision on my own. But the difference was so amazing. Like, within days, I was sleeping, 8 hours without waking up. The brain fog was gone, and the depression was gone. I had energy. Like, I wanted to do stuff. And I dropped, I think, 20 pounds just without changing anything. I just, because suddenly my hormones were working and the libido came back. And I mean, everything that was gone, and slowly, like, you don't notice it all at once because it doesn't happen all at once, but it's like the proverbial frog in the boiling pot of water, where you suddenly realize that you're not sleeping. You have absolutely no libido. You're angry. You're just you're making bad decisions because you just want to feel good. And anyway, so I've been on it for like 2 years now and have felt wonderful until this last month, where the hormones are just gone. And it's a stark reminder of how bad I really felt. And so I can't wait. I get them replaced next week. So I've got one more week of just going through, yuck all over again. So it's the brain fog and the depression. I'm amazed at how quickly it comes back. Maybe not depression isn't quite the word, but it's like PMS. It's mood swings. It's, the other day somebody cut me off in traffic and I almost started crying, and I haven't felt like that in a long time. And then what was the other? I gave my dogs each a piece of chicken, and for some reason that made me sad. So I don't know. I don't understand women any better than anybody else does. So I don't know what to tell you. But if you know anybody going through this, please be patient with them, because it just sucks. It's so awful. It's like PMS, but with all sorts of other things, and it doesn't go away. It just keeps going. And nobody knows, anything about it. When I was talking to the technician who was doing the mammogram today, she's she's been around for a while. I think she's done most of my mammograms. And we were just saying, nobody bothers to look into anything about this. It's like Women know very little about. We know more now, but we, for the longest time, it was just this big mystery of what goes on during menopause and why and all of that. And, you know, nobody really cares. It's just generation upon generation of really angry and tired women who, you know, we gain weight. It's just awful. And it doesn't have to be that way. And anyway, so that was, that's where I am today. I didn't have a whole lot to say today. It's a beautiful day outside. I just cut the grass. I'm hoping it's the last time. It's a bit of a project, especially now that my tree has come down, because now the grass grows really well. Other than that, I don't have a whole lot. I was on Jason DeRoche's show yesterday, and that was fun. And I have been offered a couple other podcasts and shows to do. So hopefully I can get that stuff worked out, and I'll let you know if you're interested in them. I'm working on my second book, which is the Bad Dates book, and I'm hoping to have that out in the next few weeks. It's almost done. And in fact, it was almost done when I put the other one out, but, it's been fun writing that, but it's also kind of depressing how, you know, being single is kind of a big pain in the ass, and which is part of the, you know, the whole cutting the grass. I don't want to cut the grass. I mean, I don't mind doing it. It's not as much fun now as it was in the spring. Now it's a chore and I'd rather not do it, but, now I'm just rambling on. So I'm gonna make this a short one today. Mostly this is a phoning it in just to get it done and stay on track and all of that sort of thing. But yesterday, before I hang this up, I did, you know, I had all these different things going on, and I got everything done. And even though I'm exhausted and my hormones are depleted and all of that, I still managed to get all the things done, plus go on the show, plus I wrote 4,000 words of the book, and I did a blog post, and I did a podcast, and I got done with it, and I felt really accomplished, because I don't normally finish everything on my to-do list, and because I tend to be more ambitious than I really am. But I got it done. I felt good for about 3 minutes. And then I thought to myself, well, that wasn't enough. I could do more. I think what a stupid, stupid mentality that is. And I shouldn't say stupid, but I should just enjoy that I actually did all of this stuff, got it all done on time. Everything for the most part worked out, and yet I'm still kicking myself. And I think that's a bad habit that a lot of us have. But this, when I was telling this story just now, it reminded me of something. When I got home today, okay, so I've got this albino squirrel in my backyard, and it's in the second brood. It's their babies. And I think it's part of a litter of three. There's two gray squirrels and then one albino, and they're all about the same size. So they're tiny. But they haven't figured out, one of the gray squirrels and this white squirrel have not figured out how to climb up the fence. And I have two big dogs, and they go out, and one of the dogs got this white squirrel in her mouth, and of course didn't know what to do with it. And I, you know, I'm out there holding a bag of dog poo because I'd just gotten back from the walk. No, I don't even think I'd gotten back from it. I think, no, it was a mouse that the cats had left in the living room. So I had a bag filled with the dead mouse. I'd just gotten out of bed, so I was, you know, braless and, you know, t-shirt or whatever, and I'm hitting my dog's butt with this dead mouse and trying to get her to drop this squirrel, because I don't want her to hurt the squirrel. And the squirrel got out and she figured it out, and this was maybe a week or two ago, but the squirrel still isn't getting up and down the fence properly. So now I see her outside, and I have to go chase her out before I can let the dogs out, because I just don't want this to happen again. And I think she's been like hiding under I have an elevated garden in the back, and I think she's like found a little place to hide in there. Anyway, she ran out. She went through the front. So I opened the front just to make sure that she actually did get out. And I come around. And so I'm in my front yard now. And there's a note on my door from it's XL Energy, which is our power company. And they had apparently changed my gas meter while I was getting my mammogram, which, okay. I mean, they sent a note or whatever maybe 2 years ago saying this was going to happen, and it didn't. But then the note said, you know, call them up to turn the gas back on. So now I have no gas. I didn't know this was happening. This is in St. Paul, but it's not just, it's all of Minnesota and Wisconsin and Iowa, apparently, because I talked to the guy afterwards. So I called them. They came over, or he came over, and quickly, the service was great. I'm actually pretty impressed. But it could have been more efficient. And I looked around, and it was only mine that they replaced, even though they're replacing all of them. So when the guy was here turning the gas back on, I asked him, I'm like, why don't you guys schedule this, first of all, so that so I'm home when you're doing it, and then you don't have to make a trip back out here. And then why aren't you doing all of the neighbors, like the whole block at one time? He looks at me and goes, that's a really good question. I've never seen anybody as sarcastic as him. He was pissed. He's like, I don't know why they do it this way. It's making it take, I don't know, 4 or 5 times longer than it would. People are mad because, you know, you have to make 2 trips out there. You're not expecting it. So this is typical Minnesota inefficiency at its best. And nobody likes it. And hopefully we can vote whoever is in charge of all of this, though this is, you know, XL Energy. It's probably not really the government, though. Who knows? But that's just, you know, how do we get so inefficient? We used to be, things used to go a lot smoother. At least that's how I remember the olden days. Who knows? I could be just romanticizing everything. Anyway, that's all I have. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Get out and enjoy the beautiful weather. Bye.